Well, good morning, my podcast listeners. I'm back with you this morning to have another episode. I'm here in my season 2, episode 7. So today, I'm coming in here, and I appreciate all y'all coming to Anchor FM, hanging out with your host, Lady T. Yes, I'm here today, and I was just sitting here discussing some things this morning. Come to look to have a high time in the Lord. Come to let you all know that I'm just excited about doing this podcast this morning. Something just, the Holy Spirit just came over me and said, just go for it. You know, he just said, take the platform and run with it. Take the baton and just go with it. So this morning, I'm here to bring you what I am hearing this morning. And what I'm hearing this morning is the cry of God's people. God's people, we at a time in our life where we're having to look to God more now than we have ever had to look to God. So many things are happening, and I hear the cry of God's people. I hear his people crying out. I hear them saying, help me, Lord. I hear them crying out, but they're just crying out. But the Holy Spirit is telling me that a lot of you all have decided to follow other gods. You've decided to follow and do things your way. I hear the Lord speaking and saying that we have abandoned him. We have left him. We have deserted him. We have ran from God. Instead of us running to God, a lot of us is getting away. Anything that has anything to do with the Lord, most of us want to put it on the back burner. It's not time to pray. No, it's not that time. It's not time to read my word. It's not time for me to feed my body these spiritual things. It's not that time. But it is so. It is the time. We're living in a time where now the devil is running rapidly. He has been loosened because so many people have went to sleep on God. So many people have said, I don't have to pray today. I'm going to get in my vehicle and I'm going wherever I want to go. And I'm just going wherever I'm led to go, I'm just going to go. It's no unction of the Holy Spirit speaking and saying, pray before you go. The Holy Spirit will pray, have you praying, having you sit down before you move anything and clear, have everything, a clearance with God. Are we getting a clearance from God? Are we getting the okay? You know how when you get ready to do the runway, and if you was a pilot and you got to call around, check around, you got to make sure that runway is clear before you can go. We got to clear some things up with God. We got to ask God, can we do some things? In him we move and have our being. We put everything before God. We have putting God on the back burner. And I'm here today, your host, Lady T, here on At The Table, Anchor FM, At The Table. And I'm asking you all today to take time and get to know God. You know, we all think we know somebody until they do something that surprises us. There is nothing new under the sun. Nothing should surprise us, anything anybody do, because they are only being under one spirit that controls them to do the wrong things they do. The word of God, when we pray in our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Yes, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive our debts, we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our debts, we forgive our debtors. How many times God told us not to get in debt? How many times have we went and got in debt for somebody or something? How many times have we said we're going to be free? We're going to be no longer entangled into this? How many of us, when we paid off that bill, we were so happy? I paid off that TV or whatever you had going on. How many of you know how it felt not having to be committed to that payment? Not having to be committed to that thing? Not having to just keep feeding it? We all know that we got needs, we got wants. And how many know certain things we want versus certain things that we need? How many know you go to the store, and I've said this before, you go to the store with a $20 bill, you have intentions of getting things, you see something else you figured you could use, and you before you know it, you didn't even get what you went to get. You get home and you still don't have your trash bag. You get home, you still don't have what you need. You get home, you still don't have the sugar. Those things are what you really need. You can't do without a trash bag. You know, you're going to need a trash bag. Even you got a trash can, you want to put something in the line in that trash can. You know, and this is what I'm saying. We don't want to fill ourselves with a bunch of trash within our spirit. We don't want to hear all the negative. We don't want to hear when somebody is doing bad. We want to hear the positive. We want to hear them say, I can do all things through Christ. We don't want to be in their pity parties. God, we want to clean up ourselves. We want to be able to separate ourselves from that which is evil, that which is wrong. We want to stop lying to our children about the holidays and telling them, you know, there's a Santa Claus when we know there ain't no Santa Claus. I just tell them all the time, just give me the milk and cookies. But I got slick. I started celebrating before Christmas Day, before Christmas, the week before Christmas. I started in celebrating in this time that I knew that it would be something the children would have to look forward to. Not because man made it up, but it was something I didn't want to keep doing the tradition. The ham, the turkey. We read that at Thanksgiving, that they had seafood, they had berries. You know, they didn't have all this stuff. You know, I understand the cranberry. But that has been a tradition for years. And my family, we have gotten a lot out of tradition, a lot of traditional things. I try to live by what God is speaking to me today. I'm in that time now. I'm right now. God is right now with me. As I'm speaking to you all here on Anchor FM on this podcast, the Lord is with me. He's directing my thoughts. You know, I'm keeping my mind on Him. You know, I've thought a lot of times about going astray and doing other podcasts and doing this. When I had so many names, I still got some. And I want y'all to listen to The Trap. I got one called The Trap. How Satan traps us and gets us into his trap with bitterness and pity parties, and how he just, you know, I got a lot of subjects I can bring on here on Anchor FM, you know, but I want to have you with the Word of God, giving you what thus said the Lord, you know, not what I'm just saying, but it's in His Word. I want to be able to have that backup and got some good information. You know, I went out the other day and picked up this Bible. And it's more understandable where it breaks it down to even a child who listens to this podcast, they would be able to understand it because of the love that God has. And I tell you, we just want to continue to uplift people. You know, I'm not here to tear anyone down, but you know, I realize that I have to be in a position to be able to, be a clean vessel. Nobody wants nothing dirty and be eating out of something dirty. And I want to be clean and pure. And that's what that's what it's all about, to be a better Christian, to be a better person. We all say we Christian. We all say, then now people say they are motivated speakers now. So they want to try to hide behind and not say, I'm a child of the Most High God. You know, in a podcast, it's good to do a podcast. It lets you be able to open up and tell your story, you know. And if somebody want to elaborate on it, if they want to come and join in, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? But I'm here today, here on Anchor FM, to bring in you this podcast, to uplift you, to get you motivated in the morning. Get up. It's now almost 7:30. I'm up. You know, I had a day off today, and, you know, I just sort of going through some things. I know I got to go and do some laundry, and, you know, you do the things that you, as you live in this life. And that's the good thing about the podcast. While I'm doing what I'm doing, I can do a podcast. You know, I don't have to be, now they're doing it where you can also have a video. So, but I'm more the person that I can just move around, and I'm always busy doing something, and I can just be myself. So it's good. That's why I like it. You know, I do want to encourage you all this morning. Check on your loved ones. You know, they're not going to be here forever. We're not here forever. But we know that when Christ comes and He cracked that sky, we're going to go back with Him if we're ready. And ready or not, He's coming. It's just where we're going to go back and go with, and who we're going to go with. You know, it seems like it's one of those dreary days today here on Anchor FM. But don't have the dreariness in your life. You have life everlasting. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it everlasting. How many of you just get up this morning and you start thinking about your day and what you got to do? Whatever you do today, remember to put Jesus first. Remember to pray and talk to Him. Remember to tell Him thank you. I just have maybe one or two little things I got to run out and get this morning. And then I'm going to be in for the rest of the day. I just got to prepare myself if I live to see tomorrow. But today I'm going to say that I pray all of you, it is well with your souls today. I pray that you had a beautiful weekend. I pray that as you are listening to this podcast, that you will come and sit here at the table with Lady T, your whole sister, Lady T. And I said it because I am your sister and you are my brother in Christ. Amen and amen. I really want to say that I do want to wish everybody have a birthday for this month of October. Two more months, November, December. And we'll be right back to the holiday seasons again. I tell you, this year has come and it's almost gone before you know it. So thank God the weather has been great. I thank God that he was able to let me spend some time this weekend, you know, with the family. I didn't do much, but it was just the thought of, you know, being able to spend time with the family. We also had good news. We had a new addition to the family, and we thank God for that. I won't mention names or anything right now, but I will come back, and I'm just grateful and thankful though. They healthy and kicking and going on, so we thank God for that. Yes, and I know they are some proud parents, so we want to thank God. We just give him all the glory here on Anchor FM. I've just been thinking about the trap, how Satan gets us. If he can't get you one way, he'll get you another. And I realized that one day I was acting out, y'all, and I'm probably saying it a lot. I was acting out, and the Lord began to speak to me about my character, about me being like him. You know, we sing the song, I Want to Be Like Jesus. Well, this day I wasn't acting nothing like no Jesus, y'all. I was acting like myself. I was in myself. You know, the Holy Spirit had just walked away at that moment, and just, you know, I was just left. You know, I'm asking God to help me. I have a low tolerance for when I know that I'm right, you can't convince me in no kind of way. If I know the word said it, and you come to me and you trying to say outside of what the word said, and I'm reading and looking at it, see, I'm in fighting mode right there. I'm just being real. And I know that's not of God, y'all. I know it's not of God. And he told us we don't have to fight and quarrel with man. Don't get that which is holy to the swines. He told us all these things. And y'all, I just be like, I cannot tolerate a liar. They'll come to you and try to convince you of a lie. Who that sound like? Can anybody please explain to me who this sound like? It sound like, it sounds like the father, Satan. Some people know him as those serpent, the devil. I don't really like getting on here talking about him. But I'm trying to expose him, what he do, how he do us. He do us so wrong, y'all. He'll snatch the rug right out from under us. We be in love with Jesus. Let me tell you something. We have our eyes on Jesus. He'll send somebody look like Billy D. Williams. If you're a woman, he'll send somebody looking like Diana Ross. If you're a man, vice versa. Whichever one you supposed to be with, that's the one he'll send. You be unwrap yourself up in God. You reading your word. You studying it. You praying. You fasting. You taking off weight. You putting on weight. You taking off those things that not of God. You letting down your hair. You doing your intercessory prayer. You praising God. You happy. And then he sends this one little thing to distract you. If it's a male, it's a male. If it's a male, it contains to you being distracted by a female. If you're a female and he sends a male, you're being distracted. You thinking, oh, here's my partner, my rodeo, I got this. You don't know nothing about him. You meet up, you talk, you vibe. Next thing you know, you done hooked up. Now you done made it in your mind, it's gonna be about life. But the thing about it is, you got some intentions, and your partner got all intentions. All intentions of doing right. And when they go in, they come in one-sided. They come in like they ready to take on this responsibility. You. You are like you ready to take on that responsibility. Them. And then when everything pulls together, you start seeing stuff that you couldn't even imagine. You heard about this. You seen this. But to hear and to see it is two different things. I thought they said she was so sweet. I thought they said he was so nice. And I know y'all been there. I know y'all heard this. Y'all didn't hear nothing God said. God said, and you missed the most important thing, what he said. He told us many, many years ago, don't date outside our race. He started out with Samson. He said, Samson, don't mess with those women. They'll turn your heart. He told them, they wasn't even supposed to marry outside their tribes. That's why they married each other. And it was a part in the way of their lifestyle. That was how they lived, because they kept it in the family. Didn't understand all that stuff. Didn't understand Lot's daughter sleeping with him. This is the trap. I'm talking about this. I'm on this trap thing now, the trap. The trap that Satan traps us up. We don't know if that person is stubborn, which is the sin of witchcraft. We don't know if that person is evil. We don't know if their thoughts is pure. No, you should know how they think. You should know a fruit. You should know a tree, they say, by the fruits that it bear. Do that make any sense to any of y'all that's listening here on Anchor FM? I'm here, your host, Lady T, at the table. Do it make sense to y'all that we're supposed to sort of check out the fruit and sort of feel it and see if it's hot, cold, if the nature of it is going to go off? I like something that regrows. I found that I like mums. I like flowers because I thought it had died. And y'all, it came back to life, and you should see how it looks. I am tickled pink because I have not had a green thumb to try to grow flowers. And I see flowers and stuff blooming around me, and they are beautiful. And it just blows me away when I see the roses. And I never knew that. I never thought I could have what I've seen. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think I could have it to look like this. Or I didn't think a tree would grow here. You see what I'm saying? But God knew what he was doing. Every time he put something in place, something, he knows what to do. He knows how to uproot that thing. He knows how to divide. He knows how to separate. But when you do things, it's like when Lot and his uncle came together, they had to build separation. They had to do some division. They had to divide some stuff. And you know what? If it had been you, my sisters, I'm talking to the sisters this day. Yes, here on Anchor FM, I'm your host once again. Here on Anchor FM, come and join me today. Come and hang out with Lady T. And I'm telling you, if it had been some of you sisters, and you would have had to call the shots, and you would have had to do the separating, you probably would have kept the best. But men are not like that. Men, some kind of way, they don't hold, things are not personal to them. They can get rid of that stuff. They don't mind if they got a shirt and they got a hole in it. They don't mind, be gone. They'll just replace it. Some women don't mind if some woman come in and take them down through there. They just replace her. You see what I'm saying? Some men are not caught up. It's okay. They be like, it's okay. I got this. They're not letting their feelings get in the way. They don't get all out of shape and been out of shape because you broke their good tie. They'll say, oh, it'll be replaced. And me, I be like, how could you let that just get by? I'm the type of person, no, you just, but the trap is that God is looking at your heart. He sees our heart. He sees that individual. What it look like two people with the same kind of heart to get together. They give away everything they have. They be sitting there looking with nothing. But see, God have to balance people's lives out. You gotta have, you can't have a weak man if you're a woman in your life. At that time in his life, I look at George Meyer and I think about Dave and George. Good example. Dave is not weak in spiritual prayer and battling, but he is in his rightful place. Even when Joyce is going off and she's losing herself, God be dealing with Joyce. David, go on, play golf. He don't get caught up in what Joyce got going on. He don't have no pity party with Joyce. Joyce been through hell and back. I really never hear anybody talk about Joyce Meyer, other than them telling about what she has accumulated, you know, her wealth. But nobody really never elaborates on Joyce. Joyce been through a lot. And she's a strong woman in the Lord. She tells you how she feels. She tells you she had to take care of her daddy after all that he did to her. Then she had to turn around. The trap. She had to turn around and do for this man. She had to have a forgiving heart, a loving heart. And it was time when she couldn't do nothing but grit her teeth because she knew that God was calling her to do this. Now that's something. When she just obeyed God. Joyce Meyer is one of those women that has took that stand, and she is like a tree planted. And you can't move her, you can't shake her. Don't nothing. And she tells you when she become loose, when she feel like from sometimes she be shaking from that branch, or she be loosing from that branch, or when she be losing it. And she has to come to God and say, God help me. When people come to her and she got on something and they say, Joyce, let me get that coat. And she start grumbling, complaining, and she'll go home and God say, send it to him. And she be fussing with God and she'll finally let go of it. And then she'll turn around and God will bless her with something even bigger than that. God has a way of doing things, you all. He has a way of using people. And I thank God for Joyce Meyer. They talk all kind of stuff. But I'm not getting it. I don't know. All I know is what I hear. And I sometimes wonder if we are hearing God, are we trying to hear Joyce? Because Joyce is just a vessel being used by God. They say you can't have a woman preacher. And a lot of times Dave just sit there and he's right there. And I hear my boy talking. But the thing of it is that God is the rightful judge. We all been told this, we've been told that, but you have to go to the Word of God. And then you got to go to God. We had a Harriet Truman. Tubman, what was her name? Tubman. And she went and she led some of the slaves out of captivity. God used her for such a moment. Then some of them turned on her. She had to kill them. I couldn't understand that part. God should not kill. But she had to do that in order to save. They had to give their lives up. They wasn't on the right side. They was on the other side. Who's on the Lord's side? I've talked about that. I come on here and I try to get you to see that we are on the Lord's side. We're going to do what's right. We're going to have to defend and fight and pluck up and tear down, and we're going to have to cry sometime. We're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to battle, you know, in a way on our knees, not in physical battle, but on our knees praying for our families and our children. You know, praying. Somebody pray for us. And I'm so glad that they pray for me. And I pray that somebody's still praying for me. You know, I feel like I've been stuck in this little box, you know, but I realize that God sometimes will put us to the side so that when we go in, we not like everybody else. We can scope around and see, and God can use us. I get caught up with everybody, they'd be ready to brimstone. They'd be ready to stone me. You know, if I go into a place and God speak to me and I get up and these people say, yeah, you've been around me, you was over my house. But if I ain't been in your house and God speak to me and I tell they and God begin to use me, they can't get, you know, they be mad, but they can say, well, it had to come from God because she ain't been at my house. She ain't been around me to know. Because if I'm around people and you hear things, some people want to profit a lie. But all I be doing is trying to let God use me, be his messenger. God has given us gifts, and gifts are all without repentance. But I want to thank y'all for coming in today here, listening here on Anchor FM today. I am your host, Sister Lady T, coming at you this morning, talking about the trap, how Satan gets us into the trap, how he gets us into relationship, how he come and take us away, how we be in our best moments, hanging with Jesus, hanging out with Jesus, having that laughter, not having to show out, come out of our character. Then we find ourselves coming out of our comfortable zone, fussing with somebody because of something they don't like about us, something that we not doing enough of for them, something that they want to keep an argument. They want to keep something constantly going all the time when we don't know the time that we do have. We don't know, and then we get around people's caskets and we bawl and we fall out when we didn't show no love, we didn't give them no flowers, we didn't call them, we didn't check on them, but yet and still, y'all, we get in that trap. And then half of us, we would not go out and get insurance. We would not insure ourselves for to save our lives because we think it's somebody else's responsibility to bury them, or because we think we're too young or we got time. We don't know the time of hour. And we leave that responsibility on our family. And I have y'all think about that right now. If one of y'all immediate family members passed away and you had to have up $9,000, would you be able to come up with $9,000 to bury them at this time? And I'm going to go. I'm your host here, Lady, Sister Lady T. But I want to leave you with some wisdom and some knowledge. And I want to be the first to say, I am looking. I am looking at some beneficiaries. I'm looking at some things. I'm looking at some insurance that will benefit me down the road. So y'all head out there. You know, make it y'all business. I know that, you know, we have a security plan in Christ. I know that we have a fireproof insurance, that we are insured through him, that we want to go through that fire, that fire of brim and brim and hell. And it's going to be some stones up in there. You hear me? And that fire would not quench. It would get hotter and hotter and it would not go out. So I'm telling you, there's a place called hell, and I do not want to go to hell, and I don't want y'all to go to hell this morning, and I don't want to see none of y'all in hell. I want to see y'all in heaven. I want to make that our home. We want to be changed and transformed. We want to move into things of God. We want to not forget God. We don't want to leave him out. Whatever we do, we want to rejoice in the Lord. We want to find ourselves rejoicing. You know, when somebody asks us to do something, we want to do it unto God and not unto them, but do it unto God. We have responsibility to take care of the elderly, the widows. We have responsibility to take care of our children and not cut them down and kill them and hurt them. We want them to be strong in the Lord. We want to build them up. We want them to be men and women that own ownership. We want them to have their rights, and we want them to do what's right. We want them to be able to persuade others that Jesus is the best thing that happened in their life. We want them to be able to hold tight unto his unchanging hand. That's what we want for our kin folks, our children, our family members. We want everybody to be on one accord here on Anchor FM. We want y'all to come, feel free once again to come and join me for my next episode. Like I said, this is my 8th episode here at the table, 2nd season. I've been doing this now, and I've been a little back, you know, pushed it back a little bit, trying to do some other things, trying to get some materials, trying to do some other things, you know what I'm saying, and trying to stay busy until Jesus come. He told us to occupy until he come. So all y'all listeners today, grab hold to your Bibles, get you a scripture this morning, feed, give you a little something, get you a little nugget, get you something to strengthen you with this day, the joy of the Lord being your strength. Amen and amen to you all, my podcast listeners. Thank you. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying this morning. Remember to read your word, and if I pull out a scripture today, it would be Psalms 91. Please read your word today. Psalms 91. I'm going to say it again. Psalms 91 is the scripture for the day. Psalms 91. So read your word. I'm challenging you today. Read that word and come give me some feedback on that word. But tell me what that means to you. And I pray for each and every one of you that's listening today. And have a blessed day. And remember, I'll be back.